Pray. Pray. Prayer is something that is often confusing to people. And not only that, it's tough for people. And many of us say, well, I know, I'm going to call the pastor because he can pray. I know he can pray. And he'll pray. But we should be more apt to go, you know what? I've got to pray. I've got to pray about this because God can change my life and can change other humans' lives in some pretty profound ways. And he can even use me, despite myself, to do amazing things through prayer. Have you ever thought like that? Let's pray. God, reveal yourself to us this morning. Father, as we talk about you this morning, God, I just ask, Lord, that you will show us who you are in powerful, profound ways. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. So, prayer. Getting to know God through prayer. It's something that we all need to do, and it's something that I don't know that any of us really do that well. I think some of us do, but I think most of us get so distracted by so much stuff that we lose sight of what it means to actually be in this prayer, this communication with God. And why people don't pray more, there's some reasons. It's multifaceted, but I'm just going to give you four. Not sure they know how to pray. So, not sure they know how to pray. Yay, skip. So, they're not sure they know how to pray. And have you ever been at a time in your life where you just started to pray and you're just like, I feel very uncomfortable right now. This is awkward. This is weird. I don't know how to pray, so I'm going to stop. And I won't pray again because it's too uncomfortable. Well, a lot of people feel that way. I remember when Stacy first became a believer and she would not pray in front of me or anybody else. She just refused to pray in front of anybody because it was so uncomfortable for her. And some of you may say, I know what she's going through. Because one of the things sadly we don't do quite frequently is pray out loud. Have you ever prayed out loud by yourself? It can be a pretty powerful time of prayer when you're praying out loud by yourself with nobody else around. So that's how we can learn to pray out loud. And we don't need to learn to pray out loud. We just need to talk to God, because God is actually, he's one thing very, very important that I think most of us fail to realize, like we can intellectually understand this a lot better, but God is our Father. Did you hear that? This is very important in prayer. He's our Father. So because he's our Father, he's our perfect Father. He's not our messed up dad, maybe, that some of us have had. Some of us have had great dads. Others of us have had messed up dads that have done messed up things in our lives. But he's our heavenly Father. So it's a relational thing. Did you know prayer is relational? We have a relationship with God as our Father. So we can talk to God as our Father. Another reason why people don't pray more. They get bored and distracted while they're trying to pray. So you're sitting there praying and you're going, Lord, thank you for, oh man, I forgot to do that. Man, I remember, I got to call such and such. Has that ever happened to you? Bored and distracted. How about you're praying for 1 minute and you're like, this is taking too long. I got so many other things I can be doing right now. Well, that's part of the growth process. Think your requests are too small for God. So you may think that your requests are too small for God. Like, why is God going to listen to me? I'm nobody special. Did you know each and every one of us is uniquely created in God's image for a divine purpose that we don't even know right now. Did you know you're created for a divine purpose? Have you ever thought about that? You know what? I don't think many of us have really actually sat and thought about the divine purpose that we're actually created for. But what if we actually came to a place where we recognize that, yes, God can powerfully use me and move in my life and do incredible things in my life, things that I can't even fathom right now. And yeah, God, I'm really nobody special, but God, I know I have a relationship with you. Our requests aren't too small for God. They're not too small. And then the fourth thing would be, not sure your prayers will make a difference. Have you ever prayed and said, this doesn't make a difference anyway? What good is this doing? Nothing's happening. God's not showing up. I'm not seeing any clarity in my mind or in my heart. Oftentimes, God doesn't show up in the way we think he should. Do you understand that? Because we have this preconceived notion on how we expect God to show up. And oftentimes, God doesn't show up in the way we think. And he's already shown up, but we've missed him because we're expecting it in the way we would like it to happen. So, as little kids, you may have prayed, oh, God, give me a dog, right? And the dog never came. And in your little kid mind, you're like, well, God doesn't answer prayer because I didn't get a dog. And there's multiple reasons why you may not have gotten a dog. And as an adult, a lot of times we pray just like that little kid prayed, right? God, I really want a car. God, you know I want a husband. No, I really don't. Just in case you're wondering. Right? Or, Lord, I really need this or that or this. And we pray like that. And when we don't get what we want, we're like, God doesn't care about me. Oh, God doesn't even know I exist. God, where are you? Why haven't you shown up? But God's shown up, and he's trying to reveal stuff to us that we need to learn and need to know in order for our lives to be transformed. Yet we're so focused on whatever that thing is that we've lost sight of who God is. Do you understand the difference? There's something that prayer is. It's very, very simple. Prayer is communicating with God. So prayer is communicating with God. It's communicating with God. And as we communicate with God, like if you're in a relationship with somebody and you never talk to them, do you think you'll be in that relationship that much longer? And you may say, I am in a relationship like that. Huh. It's not going to last that long, is it? You got to talk to people that you have a personal relationship with. And if you don't, it's not going to last long, right? So this thing about prayer is communicating with God. Because when we communicate with God, prayer is not a one-way street. It's not us talking and God doing. It's us talking, yes, but listening too. If you know anything about relationships, and if you're a guy or a lady and you've ever been in a relationship, and I think everybody here is a guy or a lady, so you've been in a relationship, every human being has been in a relationship to some capacity. If you don't listen, you're in trouble. Men. Ladies like, yes, he said it. But both men and women, if they don't listen in a relationship, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be healthy. And it's not going to be productive. And it's going to cease. And even if one party continually searches after the other, it's not going to be what it's supposed to be, is it? God is searching after you, even if you're not seeking after him. But when we seek after him and he's seeking after us, you know what happens? This infusion of beauty happens in our lives. That stuff from the past, that stuff that you hold on to, that everybody else doesn't know about, that stuff that you whisper about, that you don't want people to know about, the stuff that people know about that has happened to you, all that stuff, whatever it may be, God knows. There's this passage of scripture, and it comes from Psalm 5, 1 through 3, and it says this: "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation." That's Psalm 5, 1 through 3. And that's a morning psalm, right? In the morning when I rise, can you hear my sighing, God? I've been sighing here. God, I've been sighing. Have you ever done that? You just got so sick and tired. Enough, God. You've never sighed? No? Yeah, it's a little weird, right? Well, you've probably gone, right? However you sigh. Yeah, however you sigh. Everybody take a sigh for me. Yeah, right? So you got yourself a sigh on there. So, give me ear to your words, O Lord. Consider my, ready? My sighing. Listen to my cry for help. God, help me. Here I am. You know I'm all messed up. You know I don't have my stuff together. God, I don't know what to do. God, I'm frustrated. I'm confused. I'm dismayed. Lord, here I am. I'm crying out to you this morning. And God, please listen to me. Hear me when I cry out to you, God, because here I am. Yeah, I'm a mess, but I need you, God. And the psalmist is crying out to God in his sighing. In the morning, O Lord, and I hear my voice, God. He's pleading with God. Lord, hear my voice, God. It's just too much. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Have you ever waited in expectation? Like just in great expectation of what God's going to do? In faith? Have you prayed in faith and waited in expectation? There's a big difference in praying in expectation, but praying in faith with expectation revolutionizes our lives because we recognize that God can do immeasurably more than we could ever fathom or imagine. So talk to God. Here's how we talk to God. The first way we talk to God is with gut-level honesty. Don't you appreciate those people that speak to you in gut-level honesty? If we're not honest with God, he knows it. Right? God knows when we're not being honest. We can try to trick everybody else, but God knows. You can fool the person in this life that's closest to you. You're not going to fool God. We can't fool God. So talk to God with gut-level honesty. Moses returned, this is Exodus 5, 22 through 23, and this is when all this stuff is happening to the Israelites, and Pharaoh's heart is hard, and they're wrestling through so much, and Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, why have you brought trouble upon this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble upon his people, and you have not rescued your people at all." This is Moses. This is somebody that got to be around these incredible miracles and see all these things happen and these horrible plagues and wicked things that happen. And he's somebody that knew that God is God. Yet he's like, "God, What's going on here? Don't you hear the people? Don't you see what's happening? God, don't you see all this confusion and dismay? And then in Matthew, well, before we go any further, Moses was being blatantly honest with God. I wonder if we actually became people that were blatantly honest with God and the people around us, what would happen? You know what? Being honest with people is oftentimes seems more scary than being honest with God. So we try to hide and deceive and things. Oh God, I confess this sin to you. But we don't hold each other accountable and we don't challenge each other and we don't say, hey, what are you doing here? You got to shift this and move this and God can work like this. Instead, we hide and deceive and we don't live the lives we're supposed to live. We live these false lives of deception, trying to connive and manipulate people. And God is calling out and saying, what are you doing? You don't know that I know you? You don't think I'll take care of you if you share the truth about this or that, or open up the doors so people can grow because you're going to have to grow here? Moses approached God with gut-level honesty, and he just laid it all out. Just laid it out. And when you pray, this is Matthew 6, 5, 7. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. It's not about all the words that we say. It's not about what we do and how we present ourselves before other people. Because every single person in here knows a person that has been false and fake and phony and manipulative and conniving. Everybody in here knows a person like that. And each person in here has experienced some pain and hurt from people in this life. Jesus is calling out, don't be like the hypocrites. Like when you pray, actually pray and be sincere and be honest and be open. Because I'm here and I'm listening and I know your heart. I know your heart. I want to heal those wounds. I want to take that junk and all that debris and all that stuff that you carried all those years. All that stuff. And I want to heal that. And I want to restore you. And I want to introduce you to a beautiful life of prayer. Whew. yet we sit here. And we're satisfied with a prayer life. I pray before my meals. God, thanks for food. Thanks for family. Amen. Right? And we have this rote prayer we say. May our prayer life not be just some regiment. May it be this beautiful relationship. It's a big difference. So the second thing is, talk to God about everything that matters to you. Ask yourself this question, what matters to me most? That's a real probing question. What matters to me most? Talk to God about those things, whatever they may be. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians 4, 6. Have you ever been anxious about anything? Have you ever had like fear or trembling or been afraid of what life is throwing your way? Have you ever had that? Has that ever been a part of your day-to-day life? Be anxious about nothing, but in everything, with prayer and petition, make your request known to God. Whoa. With prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. Man. So if we go through anything, the next time you feel fear or anxiety, we live in a society in which people have multiple panic attacks, depression, you name it. I could go through a whole list of things that have just accelerated from even 10 years ago. And we're at a place now where we are just a panic-stricken, a grief-stricken, an anxious society full of stress and anxiety. Don't you want to receive some relief from that? Well, I've got something that's not a pill, but something that will give you a beautiful, amazing fix. It's pretty simple and straightforward. And it may even become addicting in some ways. Prayer. I used to really like this rapper named MC Hammer. And he came out with a song, "You need to pray just to make it today. That's why you pray. Pray." Okay, anyway, I'll stop. So he had this song. But then right after that song was a gross song. So I'm like, "What are you doing, Hammer? What is that about?" But basic summary, we need to pray just to make it today. That's why we pray. Pray, right? Because we need to pray to make it today. And there are people standing and sitting here. There are people here that don't pray every day. And when I say pray, I don't mean just do that rote thing before a meal. And we wonder why our lives are so messed up and confused and deranged and weird and awkward. And we say, "God, why is God not showing up in my life? God, where are you?" When we should be going, "I know exactly why God's not showing up in my life. Because I don't pray. And I don't seek his face. And I don't even seek his hand. I don't seek him at all. But you know what? I do pray, though." Wait, I'll reason that I do pray. Because before I eat food, I make sure I pray. So I do pray. And then, "Okay, God, I do pray. So why aren't you here?" God wants to show up. He wants to show up in our lives, big time. And he can do that through prayer. Cast all, are you ready for this? Any of you anxious people, anybody that struggles with anxiety or anything like that, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. We just partook of communion, the body and the blood that was sacrificed for us. Well, in the communion, you know, want to know what's really cool? This anxiety stuff, what's incredible about it is because he cares for us, there's freedom from anxiety. And our anxiety hung on a cross and blood was shed, and your anxiety can leave you. Your anxious heart and mind, all the trembling and fear that you have, it can flee because of what happened on the cross for you and for me. Be anxious about nothing, the scriptures say. Be anxious about nothing. Nothing. And the final thing is, well, no, I have one more after this, but hang with me. You're like, "Oh, please, just stop preaching. You're being too long today." But talk to God continually. Talk to God continually. Pretty simple. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Wow. Few months ago, I gave you this about prayer. Push. And push is pray until something happens. That's what push is. Pray until something happens. We need to push. We need to push forward and pray until something happens. And if we push, God's going to show up. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Hannah was the mom of Samuel. She gave up her son Samuel to become a prophet and trusted God with that. And she was a woman of devout prayer. And she trusted God even with her most precious son. Okay, the final thing. Are you ready for this? This is the final thing. This is it right here. So talk to God and listen for a response. Talk to God and listen for a response. A lot of times we'll talk to God and then we'll go do the dishes and not think about God again or think about his response. All right, Elijah. He's on this mountaintop in a cave. And all this crazy stuff goes down. Earthquakes, wind blowing, wild things going down. And if you've ever been on a mountain and you feel an earthquake or wind blow or fire or anything like that, it's overwhelmingly scary, I'm sure. I've been on the top of many mountains. But it says this. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. It's 1 Kings 19, 12b through 13. In John, Jesus says this, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Would you consider yourself a sheep? Some of you may say, "I don't want to be a sheep, they're too wimpy. I want to be a lion." Well, the whole point in being a sheep is to be guided by your shepherd. And God is our shepherd. And he will protect us. He will allow us to go to safe places when we feel anxious, when we feel anxiety, when we feel anything that's difficult in life. God is with us. His rod and his staff. Do you mind if I borrow this? Let's pretend this is a rod and a staff. I won't break it, I promise. She has another one, I can break it, yes! All right, if a lion comes or whatever, they do have slingshots and stuff, but if it's real close, guess what happens with the rod and the staff? Bam! Right? This thing gets used as a weapon. I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I can fear no evil, fear no one, for God is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. Boom, 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 right? His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And what that means is no matter what, he's going to protect us. And even though life throws all sorts of garbage at us, his rod and his staff, they comfort us. And if it needs to be used in a weapon, because no evil will prosper, right? I don't know if you realize how significant that particular passage is. I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil and fear no one, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Do we believe that? Do we believe that Jesus can do that stuff and has done that stuff and will continue to do that in our lives? A lot of times we face anxiety and all the struggle and frustration in our lives due to lack of prayer. Because prayer is communication with God. And it's talking and listening. Kind of simple, right? May we be a people of prayer that truly impact the world for the betterment of the kingdom. Amen. Father God, as we move forward this very day, God, may our lives reflect you. God, may we be people of prayer. Amen.